This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Still down a Danette. Seton O'Connor out today. Hope he's feeling better. I guess he's feeling better, or he wanted me to feel worse. Seton's at home, and he sends in a video to Marvin. He said, hey, I think Dan's having a good day. This will probably ruin it. And I thought, why would he do that? And Marv, why would you be, you know, party to that?
I get the show now. We're about content.
Okay. Oh, so me watching guys carry the basketball? That's content?
We were going to put out a list.
Oh, my God. Seton sent this video. All it is guys carrying the ball, whether it's in the NBA or college.
It's just Reggie Jackson. Oh. That makes it even worse. It's just this one guy.
Can we stop with it? You got an official standing right there, and you got a player who puts his hand underneath the basketball. If you can't get by somebody when they allow you to carry the ball like that, you should be ashamed. But at some point, call it and be consistent about this. That's all. Because these guys got talent. I'd hope they have talent. But you're arming them, pun intended, to be able to, you know, make these moves to get around guys. I know I'm old school. I know it's get off my lawn. But it's right there in front of you. Call it. Yeah, Paul.
So there's a couple different Twitter feeds over the past few weeks. One has Ja Morant and all his travels and carries. Because, like, he crosses it over and just kind of holds it in the air for a second and then crosses it over again. They're doing it in slow motion. Steph Curry got called for a carry the other day. And, you know, there have been some more carrying calls this year. But it's so rampant.
Just be consistent. That's all. I remember when it was a big deal if you carried John Stockton or Allen Iverson. I think they started it. Felt like that, you know, Iverson did with his crossover. I guess Tim Hardaway, you could throw him in there. Stockton, I know, would kind of do that. Paulie suggested Ramil Robinson.
Forefather of carrying.
Yeah. He didn't do it that well when he got to the NBA. No. In college, he did. But, yeah, I'm looking at that videotape. I just want to submit it to the commissioner and just go, really? This is the game? Yeah, more.
And it's not like you haven't brought it up to him and Joe Dumars.
Yes, I did. And then they started, maybe it's just a coincidence, but not long after I talked to the commissioner, I said, you got to start calling that. Then they called, I think Jordan Poole got called three times in a game for the Golden State Warriors. Every night is movie night, biggest blockbuster streaming on Peacock. The things that bother me.
People, if you're at home, if you think that this is like a bit for the show, you'll walk around and go, these guys and they're carrying.
Yeah. Yes.
And as you're walking out the building to your car.
That and shooting free throws. It just drives me crazy. It's not that difficult. Yes, Mark.
I think shooting in general was something where you feel like, you know what? An NBA player should be able to make this shot with relative ease.
Yes.
Ben Simmons.
Or just have form. That's all. Just form. If you're that great, you've been around great coaches, and you would think that somebody would be able to help you. Or you do have access to shooting coaches. You can get those. Any of these guys can. And you see some of these guys, and it looks like they shoot free throws the way Barkley would swing a golf club. And you're like, there's no rhythm, there's no flow, it doesn't start from the ground up. And you just go, who taught these kids? Yes, Mark.
Are there more athletes or actual basketball players in the NBA?
Well, I want to be fair. I think there's so much athleticism that sometimes you forget that they are great basketball players. It's not just solely based on athleticism. Although I do think whenever this comes up, somebody will say, hey, look at the Joker. You don't have to be quick. You don't have to be able to jump. You don't. But if you said to the Joker, hey, if we're going to bestow you Greek freak type skills, he's going to sign up for it. But, you know, I think it's the – I always go back to Michael Jordan, you know, maybe the most athletic player we've ever seen, was highly skilled. Isaiah Thomas, athletic, highly skilled. That now you take the foundation of basketball, now you apply your athleticism, now you're unstoppable. And Jordan learned this at North Carolina, but he was there for, what, 3 years? Tim Duncan was in college for 4 years. Grant Hill, these guys who stayed to learn the fundamentals of the game, then when you get to go on your own, then you can be, you know, more flamboyant. And we've seen that. You know, Jordan went to the NBA and all of a sudden went crazy. He just scoring, getting 35 a night, and then all of a sudden came back down to earth, literally and figuratively, to be a great all-around basketball player. Yeah, Mark.
Was that a thing? There's like this ongoing, I guess, joke. The only person that could hold Michael Jordan under 20 points was Dean Smith. Was that just a part of the offense?
Yeah.
Where everyone was like, wait, how's this guy just scoring 30 a night now?
You would watch North Carolina. Now, first of all, James Worthy was a better player than Jordan sooner. And then Mike became the better player. But, you know, you had Sam Perkins, Matt Doherty, you had James Worthy. I don't know if you had Jimmy Black on that team, but you had talent. But Dean wanted everybody, I'm not going to say they were equals, but there'd be times Jordan would make a play and you go, oh, my God. But then you'd only see that one play. Len Bias was more athletic than Michael Jordan was in college. Len Bias was, you know, he was able to be what he would have been in the pros. It was like Dominique Wilkins. He was able to just attack, and he could do whatever he wanted. Mike was still within the team concept of North Carolina there. All right, I don't know how we got started. Oh, yeah, I know. Seton sent in a video. Hope you're not feeling well, Seton. You can vote for least valuable Danette. You can go to danpatrick.com. Yes, Paulie.
So with free throws, if you practice a lot but your form is poor, the practice doesn't matter, right?
Because it's just like your golf swing. If you practice your golf swing and you're not good, you're just going to reinforce negative things.
So Giannis is one of the best players, if not the best player in the NBA. He's shooting 62% for the free throw this line this year, his worst of his career. Mm-hmm. He's shooting a ton of free throws, 12 a game, but he's down to 62%. And he doesn't appear to me as a guy who doesn't work on his game.
He takes too much time.
He gets in his own head.
He takes too much time at the line. It should be, I would always bounce three times, left hand, boom, 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 set, shoot, follow through, take it out of the net. But that, you know, you have to have a rhythm. There's a routine to it.
There's some other guys that are really high-end players. Luke is at 70%.
Yeah,
LeBron's at 70%.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook's at 68%.
Well, there's no excuse for Luka because he does have pretty good form. LeBron's not a great shooter. He's a great scorer. Russell Westbrook is a great scorer, not a great shooter. But Russ has been a pretty good free throw shooter, I think, in his career. But, you know, there's no excuse for that. Just didn't. Who is leading the league? Trae Young?
Kyrie Irving is at 92%.
Okay.
Steph Curry's at 92%. Kevin Durant's at 92.5%.
That's great.
Grayson Allen is at 93%.
Of course he is. Right. Of course shooter. He is. Yeah.
No, shooter.
Get the white guy. Shooter.
Don't leave him open at the free throw line. The number one free throw shooter in the league, it's the hyphen, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Ooh, yes.
At 94%.
That's great. So you can do it. These are all-time numbers here. I think these are the all-time highest numbers you've ever had at the free throw line. And you know, when somebody says, oh, you know, the taller you are, the tougher it is. Durant's 7 feet. So that's not an excuse there. Do you want to be better? Get somebody who helps you understand form. And don't carry the damn basketball. Every night's movie night with the biggest blockbusters streaming on Peacock. I was having a good day. Seton just sent me an email that says it's just content and a smiley face.
Stir the pot from afar. I like it.
Yeah, screw you, Seton. Peacock. Watch Jurassic World Dominion, Minions, The Rise of Gru, Jordan Peele's Nope, whenever you want, wherever you want. Tony Dungy will join us coming up a little bit. We better have snow on Saturday night in Buffalo because we've spent a lot of time talking about it. I was promised snow and I want snow, damn it. Yes, Todd.
And our poll, which would you rather? Big snow for Dolphins, Bills Saturday night, 81%. Brock Purdy starting tonight for the Niners, 19%.
All right. The 49ers are favored by 3.5 against Seattle. At the end of last hour, we were talking about scoring is down in the NFL. And there's a couple of reasons why. I do think defenses are saying, you're not going to beat us with a big play. And they did that to Kansas City last year. Keep everything in front. Nobody gets behind you. And there's certain teams that you attack in certain ways. You know, the Niners are a great defense. Dallas has been very impressive. There are certain teams that you go, they could win with defense here. And I always say, I don't care how good your offense is, the season for you winning or losing will come down to a drive, a moment, can you make a big play? You know, you go back to Tampa Bay. You have two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And it was decided on defense. Tampa Bay's defense won the Super Bowl. Having those moments where you stop somebody or you don't, that's the difference. One of the greatest games I've ever seen in person was Seattle against the Patriots, and Malcolm Butler made a play that won the Super Bowl. It wasn't about offenses going up and down. It was, can you make a play? If they make the play, they win the Super Bowl. If they don't make the play, Seattle wins the Super Bowl. It'll come down to that this year. Guaranteed. All right. Poll question for hour two. By the way, the World Cup is set. I think France, being the defending champs, are slight favorites against Lionel Messi.
Are you giving the points to?
Well, I got France winning, but right. You know, that's sort of the Alexi Lawless of this program here. Seton will love that reference there. Yes, Todd.
For the second hour, do we want to roll with, should the NFL add roughing the passer to instant replay? We had the World Cup one. We also had the being great at home and terrible on the road is fairly common. No biggie.
I think it should be challengeable. There are moments where you go, you can't call a penalty. And the owners talked about this yesterday, where are they going to let you review roughing the passer? And I'm looking at the numbers here. I think the numbers are down considerably, the number of roughing the passer calls. I just think that they haven't been consistent here. And I saw some numbers here. Let me see if I still have these numbers here. All right. Overall, roughing the passer flags are down significantly. 37% since last season. Through 14 weeks in 2021, there were 121 roughing the passer penalties. Through Monday night's game, 76 this season. I think that'll surprise a lot of people. I just think they've been inconsistent with what is roughing the passer. Yeah, Paul.
It feels like people are specifically mad. Fans are specifically mad about the landing on the quarterback thing. Like Chris Jones, the defensive lineman for Kansas City.
Yeah.
He's pretty big and very nimble for a guy his size. But when he's going to the ground, he's got one hand down to try to protect the guy he's trying to knock out of the game. That's asking a lot out of a 320-pound guy.
I'm just worried that at some point a defender will get injured trying not to injure somebody. That he'll land awkwardly, fracture a wrist, whatever it is. Or, you know, somebody gets out of your grasp because you don't want to hurt them. And that's happened before. A couple of phone calls in here. Matt in Nebraska leads us off. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are you doing today?
Hi, Matt.
Hey, I know you didn't ask for this, and you probably don't care, but I wanted to give you my rundown of the MVPs for the Danettes.
Oh,
and
okay.
First of all, number one has to be Fritzy, and I'll expand on that later, but it's a wide margin. And number two would have to be Seton, just because he's got a goofy laugh. Then you kind of get into the mundane. You've got Marvin, who just kind of sits there with his small hands.
Wow.
And then you've got Phil the Show Killer and Dibs, because they're no longer on the program. That's why they're valuable. Then I would go Ross Tucker for his pelvic references and different words for that nether region. Then probably myself and all of the other callers that call in, because we bring more to the show, I feel, than Paulie does. Paulie, with your snarky comments, and take this from a guy who has never produced radio or anything for that matter. When it comes to your comments, less is more. And going back to Fritzy, it's a Grand Canyon size margin there for the MVP of the most valuable Danettes, because like you were stating earlier, I think when you're looking at greatness, let's take LeBron early in his career, mid-career, we took for granted his greatness, and that's why he did not win as many MVPs as he should have.
Paulie, we're running short on time there, Matt. Paulie, would you like to respond to Matt?
You know what? I've been thinking about it, and I'm already over it. Back to you, Dave.
Okay.
Turns out I'll be fine.
Wow, the least valuable Danette.
I think I finished seventh out of four.
You did.
That's hard for me to do. I've done that before as a child.
Paulie makes it look too easy. I think that's it. Fritzy lets you know how hard he's working. That's also part of it.
Look what I did.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I know that every single day.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what we accomplished in the first 15 minutes here, but Tony Dungy will join us. And Marv, you do more than just sit there with your small hands.
Sometimes I clap.
Yes.
With my small hands.
Yeah, but we don't hear it. It's just it's a faint. Yeah. You got to be most improved, Danette, right?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay. Fritzy may sweep all four categories, just letting you know. May. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Tony Dungy set to join us right after this Dan Patrick Show. Tire rack. You know what that means, Ton.
That means Hankook tires and helping me figure out how to get a tire on my car.
The Yokohama tires there as well. They have all the great tires that you need. And ratings, reviews, test results. A national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection, fast free shipping, and in many areas, they can offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or your office. That's a game changer. Installation on your terms, and you go to TireRack.com/Dan. You tell them what you drive, where you drive, how you drive, and you're going to be getting a recommendation, personalized tire recommendation, 2 minutes or less. All right? Best brands in the business. The Tire Decision Guide is easy to use. Just answer a couple of questions. Once again, go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at mbusa.com. More phone calls coming up. Tony Dungy, the Hall of Famer, former NFL head coach of the Colts and the Buccaneers, and of course, Football Night in America contributor and a Detroit Lions fan. Tone, you have reason to root for the Lions this year. Are you on the bandwagon?
Finally, a little hope, Dan. I see some defense starting to come around. The offense was playing great early in the year, but I was wondering if we could stop anybody. Aaron Glenn's got that unit playing better and better. Aiden Hutchinson making some big plays. So I think there is a little room for hope.
Okay, you said we. If the Lions played the Colts.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm probably rooting for the Colts because I work for them and I have people. They paid my paycheck. The Lions never paid my paycheck.
The Lions, well, weren't you up for the Lions job? Or did you consider coaching the Lions years ago?
Martin Mayhew was doing a coaching search. He was the GM. Martin had played for me in Tampa. And he's asking me about Jim Caldwell. And he said, before we get started, I have to ask the obligatory question. And because of my roots and growing up there, my dad being such a Lions fan, I actually told Martin I would think about it for 24 hours before I said no. But I thought about it for 24 hours and said no.
But this is where you talk to your wife and you have to bring
it really didn't even go that far.
Okay.
I told Martin if my dad was still alive, I probably would have done it because of his love for the Lions and all my roots. But at that point, I was done coaching.
All right, help me understand this with roughing the passer. The number of roughing the passer calls are down significantly, 37%. But anger is up because we're not quite sure if you're a defensive player, how do you sack somebody now? And you know, we never thought that we would get to this point. How did we get to this point?
We got to this point because we want to protect the quarterbacks and the investment in the game, and we all understand that. And so you're trying to create rules and trying to create a black and white where it can't be black and white. It's got to be one of those things where you know it when you see it. I remember when they first put in the rule, if you hit the quarterback in the head, it's roughing the passer. And so we had a couple guys trying to block passes, and they just touched the head. And we got penalties. So John Turlink was our defensive line coach. He comes in to me and says, we are never trying to block another pass. We're going right at the midsection. We're laying out. We're taking one step. We're hitting these guys right in the midsection. And then people get upset about that because, oh, you hit them with your full body weight. So now you can't try to block a pass. You can't hit them in the knee. You can't put your whole body weight. You know when somebody's drilling the quarterback and taking an extra shot. That's what the officials should call. When the linebacker from Miami you know, has both hands in the air and barely touches the guy. You can't call that roughing the pass. You just can't. And that's what people are angry about.
But how about if we have it where it's reviewable, but you have only a certain number? No, you don't like that.
No. Reviews don't work. We saw that with pass interference. And we're sitting there and they're reviewing it. And you're saying, as Mike Holmgren would say, 50 drunks in a bar would say, this is not pass interference. And they would say, the call stands. So, you know, it's just, I don't think reviews are the key. I think it's just educating these officials. You know what roughing the passer is. When a guy is taking an extra shot, when he's taking two steps, when he pushes him down unnecessarily, when he really does drive him into the turf, not just fall on him, but drive him into the turf, we know what roughing the passer is. Just call it.
But did you ever feel like an official, even though he knew he was wrong, was not going to change it because ego gets involved?
Well, and that's where part of our problem is. If we would come on Monday at these NFL press conferences and say, you know what, that call in the Chargers game, it wasn't roughing the passer. We made a mistake. Everybody could live with that because everybody does make mistakes. But when you say, no, Calvin Johnson really didn't catch the ball, and then, you know, everybody and their mother says, no, he caught it. He took two steps. He put his hands down on the ground. He got up to celebrate, and he dropped the ball. That was a touchdown. Detroit should have won the game. But when you say, well, no, it really wasn't a catch, and then you start having to make rules because you want to justify that. Yeah. And then the next catch, you know, so that's what happens. And we're getting that with roughing the passers. We're getting that with taking the helmet off, you know. The Saints lose, or not the Saints, but the Panthers lose a game because the guy's celebrating in the stands with the fans, and we throw a flag. And just instead of saying we were wrong, that we don't want that called, we try to justify it. Now when the next guy takes his helmet off, we don't call it. We do call it. That's where people get upset.
Talking to Tony Dungy, the Hall of Famer, scoring is down. The games are closer, but scoring is down. And I want to give credit to the defense. You know, the Niners have a great defense. Dallas has, you know, a formidable defense. And I don't know if it's philosophy, Tony, that, and it felt like it started with the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to make you dink and dunk and not let you beat us with a big play. Yeah. And I don't know if other teams are kind of subscribing to that.
People are adopting that. They are, you know, trying to take away the big play. They're drafting defenders. I never thought we'd see cornerbacks drafted in the top four, but Sauce Gardner, you know, is a factor. And people are saying, I want that. So there is an emphasis on defense. But Dan, I think the big thing is lack of practice time and lack of working together. I just think we've cut down on practices. We've cut down on what you can do. And this hurts the offense.
Well, I also go back to Green Bay when Aaron Rodgers was upset with those young receivers. I was upset with Aaron Rodgers being upset with them because he already knows how to play the game. They don't. And I thought that was a real missed opportunity for Green Bay that he would be with those young receivers.
You are so right. My last year coaching, 2008, we draft Anthony Gonzalez, number one from Ohio State, wide receiver. He can't come because Ohio State has the long, you know, they're in school in May and until June. Peyton Manning, at that point, had already won a Super Bowl. He'd won three MVPs. Peyton Manning got in his car twice a week, drove from Indianapolis to Columbus, Ohio, took the playbook with him, went over the playbook for an hour with Anthony Gonzalez, threw routes at their facility for an hour, and drove back 8 hours a day on his own. We never asked him to do that. Twice a week on his own to help Anthony Gonzalez get ready. So when Aaron Rodgers says, oh, we've got these young receivers and they aren't ready. But, oh, by the way, I wasn't there during the summer. You can't – I don't buy that.
The NBA came out with awards and they named them after players. The MVP award is Michael Jordan, even though Kareem has one more MVP than Mike does. But I was wondering if we did this with the NFL – how do you think Peyton would take this if I said the regular season MVP is the Peyton Manning Award, the Super Bowl MVP is the Tom Brady Award?
I think that would make sense. You look at how many MVPs Peyton has won. You look at how many, you know, MVPs the Super Bowls Brady has won. I think that would make sense. I do think we have a recency bias when we talk that way. You might want to go back to the Otto Graham Award or the Jim Brown Award or the Sammy Ball Award. We don't realize how great some of those guys were. But I could see what you're saying. I could go with that.
Yeah, but I love that we don't forget those who played before, because there is the recency bias. People don't remember Johnny Unitas and what he meant to that position. Like, he was the first modern-day quarterback with what he did, the two-minute drill. I mean, and we forget.
Peyton modeled his game after Unitas, and he was a throwback to that era. I can remember my dad, the first game I ever went to in Detroit, my dad took me to a Lions-Browns preseason game because he wanted me to see Jim Brown. And it just, that was my dad's era, and he wanted me to know that was greatness.
Well, I try to tell people about Jim Brown, and I still don't know how to describe what he did, how he did it, when he did it, and that he got so bored that he went into acting. He just said, is there any other challenges here? Nope. I'm going to be an actor here after 9 seasons.
My coach, Chuck Knoll, was a man of few words, but I rarely saw him speechless. He blocked for Jim Brown. When I asked him about Jim Brown, he couldn't even describe it. He said he was so far ahead of his time and so skilled and so good. You know, he didn't want to downplay his own role, but he really didn't need blockers.
I didn't know Chuck Knoll blocked for Jim Brown.
He was the alternating messenger guard for Paul Brown. Yes. Yep.
What are the Cowboys getting with T.Y. Hilton?
I think they're getting a guy who can be explosive and can make some plays. They've got a great receiving core. C.D. Lamb is going to get all the attention, and they've got Gallup, and they've got tight ends. So now when you bring T.Y. Hilton in as the third receiver, maybe the fourth receiver in a 4 wide receiver set, well, he's going to get single covered. And this is still a guy who has speed and quickness and can beat single coverage, and I would see him doing some damage here down the strip.
But it feels like Jerry Jones has had his eye on OBJ, and somehow, some way, he's going to bring him in. I don't know when he can play, but it feels like Jerry Jones is committed to OBJ.
I think they're going to get OBJ. My guess is it will probably be next year, because if you were going to get him this year and he was going to do something for you in the playoffs, I don't think you would assign T.Y. Hilton. You don't need that with all the other receivers you have. I think Jerry is infatuated with big names. He saw what OBJ did down the stretch for the Rams.
Yeah.
I don't know if Odell is ready to go and he can play at that level yet. I don't think anybody knows, but I think Jerry Jones would like to see that. I don't think it's going to happen this year.
We might have snow in Buffalo with the Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. Now, you coached in Indianapolis and you coached in Tampa, so you weren't around the elements unless you went on the road. What was your philosophy in telling your players? Well, certainly in Tampa, when you'd be on the road and cold weather, what did you say?
Well, in Indianapolis, we could deal with it because we just would practice outdoors. We're playing on the road this week in Buffalo. We're going to practice outdoors. We've got the same elements, and we'd get ready for it. In Tampa, there's no way you can get ready for it. So you have to take I took the Bud Grant approach. And Mike McDaniel is trying to do that. You know, it's mental. Bud Grant used to say that heat was physical, cold is mental. And that's the way, no, and it's true. It's true. And he would tell a story every year when the weather would turn cold about working on the Alaskan pipeline when he was a student at the University of Minnesota. And they had an Eskimo who was fixing the tractors. And the guys who came up from Minnesota could only be out there 15-minute shifts, and then it was too cold. Well, the tractor broke. The Eskimo came and fixed it, and he's out there an hour and a half, right? Yeah, I think I got it ready. And they're like, how can you be out there an hour and a half? We can only be out there 15 minutes. He said, I'm not trying to stay warm. I'm trying to fix the tractor. You're staying warm. So as soon as you get cold, you come in. And so Bud said, we're trying to fix the tractor. We're not trying to stay warm. And he would get the guys like Sammy White from Grambling and Rashad, and they'd go out there with no gloves and no sleeves and play. And we're not trying to stay warm. So it is a little bit mental, but when you can't practice in it, you can't walk around in it, It's a shock to your system when you go out there on that field.
We're just trying to fix the tractor. I'll leave you with this. Are the Niners good enough defensively to go to the Super Bowl just with that defense?
They are. That defense is very good. They can run the football. Brock Purdy has surprised me the last 2 weeks. He's throwing the ball well. But even if he doesn't, if he is just okay or slightly below average, the way they can run and the way they can play defense, John Lynch was on the Super Bowl team in Tampa. John Lynch was on our 99 team that went right to the championship game with that formula of playing defense and running the ball. And I know that's what they've sold, and I believe they can do it. I believe they can do it.
Always great to talk to you. My best to Lauren and the kids over the holidays. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, DP. Always great to be on with you.
That's the Hall of Famer, Tony Dungy. We're just trying to fix the tractor, Paulie. That's all we're doing.
He's all hat, no cattle. I love those lines.
We have somebody sent me a Bud Grant autograph picture. I think it was at a yard sale. And Bud Grant, the longtime Minnesota Viking head coach, and he was just one. He's still, what is he, in his 90s? But
he's 95.
Yeah.
He's probably out shoveling right now.
Probably out fixing the tractor. Yeah, Paulie.
I remember when I was a kid, I watched sports in Chicago, but Bud Grant always looked like a football coach. It'd be like 14 degrees. He'd have short sleeves on and a pair of khakis. And there's this great picture of Bo Schembechler at Michigan where he's got the blue shirt on, the aviator glasses and the hat. His arms are folded. He's got these huge forearms. Like, that's what a football coach looks like.
Ted in San Diego joins us. Hi, Ted. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Really enjoying the show. I was watching the discussion, or listening to the discussion about who to draft and if you get the best athlete or the best position player. And it reminded me of guys like Christian McCaffrey, how he talked about when he was coming up, he played multiple sports, and that really helped him as a football player, even though he played baseball and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me thinking, you and I are the same age. I have a daughter, and when she was young, I did what you're supposed to do and exposed her to all the seasonal sports. But out here in Southern California, kids get single-sported really quickly.
Yep.
And my daughter has my athletic skills, effort, but not much talent. So I watched all her friends go off and become single-sport players, and it made me think of what they lose. Christian talked about how he benefited in football by playing basketball, but I see it as kids kind of lose out when they're only playing what they're good at.
Yeah, but it's tough, Ted, because now my kids weren't good enough to be on travel teams, but I do understand it. You get locked in, especially if you play hockey, basketball, you're on a travel team, and you're playing games, you're with your friends, you want to be with your friends. But I still think playing a variety of sports and how that helped other athletes. Jim Brown was a great lacrosse player. Akeem Olajuwon was a soccer player. Steve Nash, soccer player. Certain things, certain elements will help you with what you do really well. It gets serious once you get into high school. But it's those travel teams, and you don't make the travel team, and your buddies are on the travel team. You're playing more games. You're getting better facilities, better coach, all of those things. I get it. Saw it. But I did want I wanted my kids to play a variety of things. Just experience it. Because you might be a star on one team in one sport and not a star on a team in another sport. And understanding how to be a great teammate. You could be the star running back or quarterback, but on the basketball team, you might just be a defensive player and a passer. But you have to understand how to be able to acclimate yourself into a team-like picture. And I always thought that that was beneficial. Plus, I always thought when you have that ability to have great footwork, and Steve Nash and Akeem Olajuwon, great footwork, soccer players, and that can help you. And help it. I mean, Akeem, his footwork is as good as any big man who ever played the game. And having that ability to be able to play multiple sports, understand the highs and lows, winning, losing, you're on a great team, you're not on a great team. I think all of that just kind of leads to the maturation process that we hope for when your son or daughter gets to high school. We'll take a break. Got more phone calls coming up after this. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards. As the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL, Panini America utilizes iconic brands like Donruss, Prism, Contenders, National Treasures, and more, delivering instant classic trading cards. Most popular players, Trevor Lawrence, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Hurts, so many more. Autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and there's something for everyone in Panini America packs. And it's more than just the NFL. Panini is the exclusive home for NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and collegiate trading cards. This is the place to go. It's a one-stop shop, and you can start your collection or continue your collection with the best. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Once again, you get those autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and the hottest rookies. Something for everyone in Panini America packs. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Bouncing around last night, watching a variety of things. Orlando Magic scored 50 points in the first quarter, roughed up the Hawks. The Kings over the Raptors. Sabonis had 21 points, 20 rebounds. That's the second game this year where he's done 20-20. The Miami Heat, killing it from three-point range. They had 24 three-pointers in a win against the Thunder. The Nuggets saw them against the Wizards. And then I'm flipping around, and I landed on a non-sports-related event. You guys want to guess? Yes, Paulie?
This time of year, I'm going to go Holiday Baking Championship hosted by Jesse Palmer. That seems like a...
No, it wasn't that. There was no main cabin master to watch. You'll never guess.
Not the SNL Christmas special that they were
No. It was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Dolly Parton was being inducted, and Pink, the musician, singer, inducted her and did an incredible job where you gave a speech and it felt like you were talking about somebody, not reading anything. And Dolly Parton is just an American treasure. And she got up. She still looks great. Sounds great. She's funny. I'm a big fan of Dolly Parton. And I watched the whole segment there where they honored Dolly Parton in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, Paul.
Others that went in were Pat Benatar, Duran Duran, Eminem, Eurythmics.
Yeah.
That's Annie Lennox, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, Judas Priest.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So that was part of my night last night. This is why my wife will not watch TV with me. Can we stay with one thing? I go, nope, we can't. Got to get a variety of things here, bouncing around. UCLA's playing Maryland. Do we have... This looks like the game we just left. I go, no, that's college, that's pro. Go watch something else. Isn't Downton Abbey on or something? Go. Go. Get out of here. Yeah, Marv.
Also, speaking of the Magic, Bol Bol, 21 points last night.
I know.
Okay.
I like it. Bol Bol's got some talent there.
I didn't say he was like as big as a prospect as Victor Wembanyama, but he was just one of those
unicornish hen. Yes, Todd.
So he can ball, we're saying.
Okay, thank you, Todd.
All right.
We were talking about how the NBA named the MVP after Michael Jordan. And I thought, you know, if I'm LeBron, I'm like, do you have to do it now? Like, I got a couple more years. You know, do I have a chance to be the greatest of all time? The NBA basically said, no, you don't. Evan Turner said, if we ever have a bubble championship again, then that specific trophy should be named after LeBron.
Oh.
Now, is that in any way a compliment?
No. No.
That's cold.
Damn, Evan Turner.
Can Evan Turner, averaging 9-4 for his career, make fun of LeBron
James? No. No. Once again, Evan Turner tweeted, if we ever have a bubble championship again, then that specific trophy should be named after LeBron.
The big bubble.
Wow.
The trophy's a little guy in a huge glass bubble.
What the heck is going on with Evan Turner? Open season on LeBron. Yes, Todd.
Does he think LeBron would find that funny or cute or endearing, or is he really trying to start up with the king like that? And why would you do that?
Next on Get Up.
I don't think that he's doing that to, hey, LeBron, how funny is this?
Why would you poke LeBron James? I don't get it.
These guys nowadays, is Evan Turner in the league anymore?
No, that's even worse. He's out of the league.
Get out.
So he doesn't have to face him.
Come on. Yes, Mark.
How long do you think Undisputed went on that topic?
Oh, I don't know if they've even noticed it. If Skip, Skip must have alerts that whenever LeBron James or the Cowboys come up, then they give him these stories. I'm going to guess, but yeah, I don't know. But man, that's a shot there.
The nerve.
I know. How dare him? John in California. John, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. You threw me off there with those comments about Dolly Parton and watching TV with your wife.
Sorry. That's me. Welcome to my world. Yeah.
I love it. I love your world. And I appreciated your comments earlier about the Warriors, but there is a method to their madness.
Okay.
They play that offensive chaos like you've mentioned before. and they're really tough for teams to defend, but they do have some trouble with the teams with size and strength, like the Milwaukee Bucks. But those young guys are only 20 years old. They're learning lessons that, you know, you would learn in the South Dakota, Montana basketball games. And they're losing some games. They're not losing them all by 15. Wiseman is playing at Santa Cruz. He's getting it. He's getting in game shape and game awareness.
Yeah, but, you know, John, thank you for the phone call. The window is really, really tight as far as getting these players the experience and still being able to use Draymond, Clay, and Steph. And I think the average margin of loss, the losses on the road, can we check? I think it's like 14 points. They've been blown out. It's not one of those, hey, we're playing competitively. They're getting blown out. And that, to me, is what – you can lose those games, but are you competitive in those games? I'm not going to panic yet. I'm going to wait until around January, figure out where the Warriors are. I said this last year. I said they were going to win the championship. Didn't panic. Maybe slightly panicking this year. Final hour coming up. One more item. We close out hour two. When you open up that Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening up more than just doors. You're opening up and unlocking potential. The potential to do your own thing, be your own boss, steer your own success, literally. Blaze your own trail. Not literally. Every Sprinter van built and designed, equipped to let you hit the open road. Take on any goal you want and help you follow your passions. Reawaken that spirit of adventure. We've all said it. Man, it'd be nice just to get into a van and go. Well, you can now. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. You can live, work, and play out your dreams no matter how far off the beaten path. You can check off those big, bold, fun, exciting experiences off your bucket list. 16 body types. Choose gas or diesel engine. Thousands of ways to customize. Now available all-wheel drive. Sprinter van. Capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions. Now's the time. See what moves you. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.